naturally.
I know.
I'm sorry.
Like, it is what it is.
All right. It's fine. Welcome back, everybody. Another episode of Petty Besties.
Happy Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I hope your guys' week and weekend went really well.
Mine went by really fast.
Doesn't it always?
Yeah, I know.
It's like a blink of an eye.
What is even the point of a weekend? Like, let's be honest.
I feel like you definitely need more days to recover from, like, working.
Right.
I feel like this could be a whole nother topic. But just really briefly, I feel like we're all starting to make sense that you can't do it all in 7 days. And usually, like, people, like, cleaning their house and stuff in, like, 2 days. Cook, clean your whole house. Have fun with your friends. Have, like, maybe if your parents, you have, like, family, your parents time. And you have, like, baseball games, yeah, like, soccer games. Oh, my games.
God. I didn't even think of that.
How do you do that all in 2 days? And still, like, be able to mentally function and, like, have a break from work before you start back up on Monday?
I don't think you can. I don't think it's physically possible. That's why people make the decision of their sanity or keeping up the appearances of having a perfect family.
But I almost wonder, like, are we about to evolve and change into something else?
Into what?
Into America changing, because we all realize that 2 days is not enough.
Mm-hmm. A 2-day weekend.
Yeah. A 2-day weekend is not enough time. So it's like, what if we start evolving? Cause, like, you know, things are changing. Like, women can vote and women are, you know, ruling the world now.
Well, they have been since day one.
Right. But now we're more confident.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like, things have evolved. Things have changed over time. I could see things changing.
Like a work-life balance changing.
Changing. Because the world is, well, not the world, but America has started to change because of COVID. They changed to work from home.
Right.
And so now, like, a lot of that's permanent. Like, people are permanently working from home because businesses are seeing how much money they're saving from people working from home.
Or you're seeing a lot of people kind of making that leap of starting their own business or, like, doing a different kind of business venture so that they are spending more time at home or that they are able to spend more time with their kids and family. So then they're actually, you know, all that family time, all that extra time and the relaxation time, like, that's a priority now. It's right. Not necessarily, oh, I gotta go and get all these things done for work.
I think mental health has become more of an upfront thing for people too. Like, a lot of people are talking about it more and more and more. And I just wonder, maybe we're gonna start evolving into something different, like a different type of work.
I mean, I don't want to, like, say I know, like, 1,000%, but kind of like New Zealand and Australia, how they have, I feel like over there, they have, like, a really good work-life balance. Like,
right.
They're, you know, they take mental health days. There's specific, I'm pretty sure in some parts of, like, Europe, there's, like, literal tea time. Like, you have an extra, like, 2 hours of break. It's not lunch. It's, like, 2 hours of break to just relax.
I think it's like breathe. Spain and Italy, they do like siesta time where they literally close down for like 2 hours. So you can, because family is very important. So you like go home. Everybody goes home and like eats with their family like for lunch and relaxes for a couple hours before they go back to work.
Now that you're saying that, I do, maybe America is going to start catching up to that and start evolving.
I hope.
Me too.
Could be a whole nother episode. So
to be continued.
We definitely have to go back to that. But so some exciting news is we are in May. It's going to be May. I had to do it.
I'm so glad you did.
We're in May.
Mm-hmm. Can we just like take a second? It's already like the middle of 2020, 2021. I don't even know what year it is, but it's already the middle of the year. What the hell is going on?
That's actually scary to think about.
Right?
Time is flying by so fast.
It's unreal.
So now that it's May.
Summertime.
Mm.
Like, what's going on? Are you like wanting to, like, you know, now that things are kind of getting back to normal? Are you like wanting to get out there, you know?
Oh, for sure.
Summertime's like the best time of the year. Like,
I live for summer.
Me
every
too.
Every year that it comes around, like I have major seasonal depression. And once you hit that first like day, like I think it was yesterday, it was not a cloud in the sky. It was 70 degrees, 75 degrees. It was the perfect day.
And there was like this, just this slight breeze every once in a while that just kind of cooled you off a little bit. Oh,
if I gorgeous. Could have that weather every day, I would move to wherever that was.
Yeah, I would do the same thing. Yeah, for sure.
If it was like 90% that weather.
All the time.
Yeah.
Do you like, I imagine people being so happy all the time.
I would be.
All the time. You never, there's nothing, what is there to bitch about? There's sun outside. You're fine.
I need the sun. Like, it's just a thing. So summertime's coming. We actually we're not going to let COVID, mm-mm. and people can think differently about this, and that is totally fine. But I am not going to let COVID ruin another summer for me.
Yeah.
Because last summer was incredibly boring.
Yeah. It was rough.
It was nice because we had our own pool at our old house. So like I spent a lot of time out in the pool, but it was mostly like by ourselves. We didn't really have anyone over. So it's just boring.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not letting this happen again. So another exciting thing is our family decided to go on another like big family vacation.
Like your whole?
The whole crew.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
All my mom, my stepdad, all six of us, spouses, everyone is bringing a spouse other than my oldest brother, Shane.
Oh.
And nieces and nephew.
Holy shit. That is like, you need a tour bus to get around.
I'm shocked that we even found a house that could accommodate all of us. But we're going to Anna Marie Island.
Ooh.
Which is very close to like Siesta Key, Sarasota area. Mm-hmm. I'm super pumped because I love that area.
Mm-hmm.
If I could live anywhere, it would probably be that area.
Yeah, we're not going to say that because that's too far away from me, but it's okay.
But it's, we're going in June. So I have like,
oh my God, that's
six
like
6 weeks.
Yeah. Are you prepared? Like,
no.
You haven't done any pack. I mean, I know you personally. I feel like you're going to be packing up until like the day you leave.
Oh, for sure. I am so excited though, because we've only done like two family vacations. Like this will be our second one.
Oh, wow.
So, and we've never done the beach. Like my mom has never been like a beach goer, but luckily my stepdad's like, we need to go to the beach. So we got this amazing house like a block away from the beach.
Oh, cool.
It has a huge like rooftop deck and it has a real like a really nice like in-ground pool. It's super nice. Like we're super excited to go. So we're going there in June, and that brings up what I wanted to talk about today. I have to go swimsuit shopping.
The worst. The absolute worst.
I hate it.
And I love shopping. I love clothes shopping. I despise swimsuit shopping.
I hate it.
It's the worst thing in the world.
1,000%. I hate swimsuit shopping. And I still need to like summer shop. Like I need to get like some new clothes. Like summer clothes and stuff to take down there.
Mm-hmm.
Women hate swimsuit shopping so much.
I personally hate it because when like, okay, if I'm like going to Target, which is usually 99% of the times where I get my bathing suits, but if I'm going like swimsuit shopping, I like see, you know, the model wearing it or it's on the mannequin. I'm like, oh my God, I love that pattern. That's so cute. And then I put it on and I don't look like the picture or I don't look like, you know, the size 2 model that, you know, is what you're supposed to look like or what I think you're supposed to look like in a swimsuit. So then I'm like looking in the mirror and I see all of the like imperfections and I'm like, nope, I don't want this swimsuit anymore. But then it's like, why do I do that to myself? Why do I look in the mirror and like,
not think, like what you see?
Yeah. Why do I have to compare myself to a model that I'm 99% sure is Photoshopped. Why do we do that?
I think it's just been like engraved in our brains for so long that we have to like be a size zero to be beautiful. Mm-hmm. I obviously am a thick girl and I hate swimsuit shopping because for a long time, like you could not wear anything other than like a one piece. Mm-hmm. Don't you dare show us. Like, to me, I feel like that's what society was like.
Right.
Don't you dare show, like, any part of your stomach. Stretch marks are like, no, no, no.
Yeah.
And mostly growing up, I think I wore, like, the shorts bottoms, like, the shorts. Or I know a lot of people that I know, like, wore, like, one-piece, like, dress.
Oh, yeah.
Like skirt things, and then
I've known a lot of people who wore like big t-shirts over top of their
when I was when I was probably like in high school, middle school, sometimes I would wear t-shirts and stuff like over my bathing suit, which I hate that I felt that way.
Yeah,
because every body is beautiful, and I just am like, why can't I will look at another thick girl. And this brings up like a good point, like TikTok. I feel like there's a lot of great examples of self-confident women that are thicker or curvy or whatever, however you want to call it, plus size. There's a lot of women on there that are posting like swimsuit
like hauls, two pieces. Yeah.
And they're in like bikinis. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, damn, they look good.
Right. You look at them, you know, and they're literally showing it all, flaws and all. And you're like, you are gorgeous.
Yes.
But then you look at yourself and you're like,
literally, I could vomit.
Right. Right. Why is that, though? Like, you have, and I love that there are so many women that are out there, like, on TikTok that are doing
yes.
this. Yes. But I want to see more of those girls in like more of a like society form. Like I want to see those girls on billboards. I want to see those girls, you know, in commercials. And, like you're kind of getting that a little bit.
Yeah, it's starting.
You know,
but to me, it's still like 12s or 14s.
Yes.
They have just a little bit of thickness.
Yes.
Just a little plus, you know, like what you consider plus size. Because to me, I don't, I need, like, I want to see like bigger women.
Yeah.
Like I want to see women that are real women, because I think like the average size for a woman is like, I want to say 16 now,
16 or 18.
Mm-hmm. And you don't really see that, like,
oh, for, no, absolutely not. You're, if you're gonna see and I'm gonna put quotation marks around this, is that right, quotation marks? If I'm gonna see a plus size model, it's in the fashion world, whatever is like a double size. So they're going to be like the size 10, the size 12. When in reality, you can be a size 10 or a size 12 and like you just have like a bigger butt or like you have like, you know, a bigger chest or something like that.
Because usually the midsection in those models are still very small.
Very hourglass.
Yeah.
I want to see all the lumps and bumps. I want to see the scars. I want to see.
I want to see girls with little titties.
Yes.
I don't want to see their titties, but I want to see real women with smaller chests.
Yes.
Not
or flat butts.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I want to see all of that because there are so many different types of body forms out there and they're all beautiful. But yet we're still sitting here thinking like, oh, I wish I looked like that. Oh, I wish I looked like that, when really other people are looking at us saying that woman is beautiful. So why can't we see it ourselves?
That's so true. Like I genuinely love watching, I don't know if you've seen Lizzo on TikTok.
Love
genuinely
her.
Love watching her on TikTok because she just gives no fucks about what people think about her. And I think that's something that's so beautiful because obviously I do. You would probably never catch me in a two piece. Like bikini,
crop tops, anything.
No, yeah. not a single chance. No. And I just love that she's just out there living her best life, and she could really care less about what other people think about her. And it's sad to me too, because I look at these girls. I don't really review the comments on TikTok. I'm more just like watching the video. I like it and then like move on. But there was a girl I saw the other day. She posted a swimsuit try on, and she was a bigger girl. Nothing wrong with it at all. She looked beautiful. Blessings that she doesn't have stretch marks all over her stomach like I do. But I read the comments. All the girls are in there, like, you know, just hyping her up, saying really nice things about her. And then you have all these troll men that are coming through there. And they're like, all these girls are just lying in her comments. You guys know she's like fat, blah, 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 blah. And then that's what makes me be like, see, I could never have the confidence, because I wouldn't want people talking about me that way. I'm sure that they already do with my clothes on, but like, so why do I care?
Right, right.
I'm sure they're saying I'm fat with my clothes on, so why do I care if my damn clothes are off?
And the other thing of it is, like, you're married. You know, you got yourself a man. You have somebody who looks at you every single day and is like, damn, she is annoying. Okay, that too. But she's a queen. But yet we still, even so, and then you have your friends telling you are gorgeous. Then you have people, you know, and it still is like, I'm not enough. And it's because of these fuckboys on Twitter, on Instagram, on all these fucking people that are saying negative things about people that are putting themselves out there. But to me, it's almost like, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to cheer on those girls that are doing all of those things. But, you know, you see all these women that are out there, like, putting themselves out there. And then, yeah, you get those, like, three negative comments. But that's what's going to stick in your head instead 100%. Of the 15,000 girls that are like, yes, slay. Do the damn thing. Slay it. But we listen to those three negative comments. And 9 times out of 10, especially if it's over social media, we don't even know that person. We have no idea who that person
is. They're just little trolls. Exactly. That probably have small dicks.
And have never touched a woman in real life. Have a blow-up doll sitting next to them.
I will never, ever understand how someone goes onto someone's page and says something negatively about that person, whether that be YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. Never will understand it. Just don't say anything.
I don't even understand when people do it in person. I mean, like, you're not going to see it as often as you do on social media. But yeah, why do people feel the need to stop what they're doing in their life to be like, oh, I gotta go tell this bitch she's fat. Like,
yeah.
What?
That's extra effort. Like,
right.
Move. Just keep scrolling. If you don't like what you see, just keep scrolling.
There are so many times where I see things in public and I'm just like, is that girl really wearing that, like, you know, those stripes with the, like, color pants? That's a little weird. I keep on pushing. Right. I'm not gonna be like, excuse me.
That outfit does not match.
What were you thinking? Like, no, I'm not going to do that, because first of all, it's none of my damn business. Second of all, how does that affect me in any way, shape, or form?
Not a single damn
Third way. Of all, obviously she left the house feeling like a goddamn queen. So let's let her keep on thinking that. Who was that hurting?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's just so crazy to me. I will never be able to understand it. Mm-hmm. I will never be able to sit down and be like, how does someone comment on someone's page and just be so negative and mean? It's like, if you don't have anything good to say, like, just keep going.
We,
like,
literally learn this in kindergarten, people.
I don't understand. Like, why are you wasting time and energy just to be like, you're a fat hoe or something on Facebook or on TikTok? Like, I don't understand that. I will never.
And then, like, there's the people that are like, okay, whenever you have, like, a troll comment, like, they're really just, like, projecting themselves, or they, like, you know, are jealous of you. But it's like, you don't see it that way. Right. You just read that negative comment and you're like, I need to rethink my entire life,
like,
now.
Maybe we should just start, because I feel like it's a lot of men. There's women that do it too, to other women, which is just another
disgusting,
another whole thing. But I feel like we are, as a society, trying to get better about that, like mm-hmm. women supporting women. But I want to be like, okay, Tom, like, let's go all flood your TikTok with you got a little dick and big balls. And let's see how freaking you feel after you're done.
A little dick.
Like, oh, you probably will feel good.
Like, should imagine we do that? Should we actually literally, like, anyone who's listening to this, if you go onto another woman's page and you see some man say something disgusting to her, flood his page with whatever disgusting thing you can say about him. Like, I literally, like, let's start a movement.
Guys have such, you know, a huge insecurity about their dick size. So yeah. I feel like that's the way to cut deepest. Mm-hmm.
Pencil dick.
I mean, it is what it is. Like, you want to come over here on someone's page and right. start spreading negativity. Like,
so let's see if you can take it.
I don't think that if men were getting that from women, that mm-hmm. they would be in a good position, like,
yeah,
and confident with who they are. Yeah. I mean, they might have to go buy a big diesel truck. Just, I just don't understand it. I don't think I ever will. But what I really want to do this year is to stop caring.
Stop thinking that way.
Stop thinking so, like, stop looking in the mirror and just saying, like, wow, you're so fat, or like being so mean, beating yourself up over it. It's like, I'm trying to be better. I'm trying to be back on, like, the weight loss. And I'm not doing it just because I want to look good in a bathing suit. Because mm-hmm. I know, like, a lot of people are like, it's summer. I got to get my hot girl body.
Summer bod.
Like, no, girl. It is hot girl shit regardless of your size, okay? But I just want to look in the mirror and not be like, or like avoid a mirror.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I do that a lot. I'll just mm-hmm. like avoid looking in the mirror because then I start depicting like every little thing about myself. I actually enjoy wearing for like getting back into swimsuits. I enjoy wearing biker short swim shoes. Like, those came out and I enjoy that so much because I love biker shorts. Mm-hmm. They're just so comfortable and they're, you know, for me, they're like nice mm-hmm. and, but they're not riding up my vagina because that's like another problem I have. I don't know about everybody else out in the world, but I'm like, I'm not trying to come out of the pool and like pull my bathing suit out of my butt crack or out of my vagina. Like, get out of there.
You don't belong in there.
I'm just trying to like get out and be kind of cute. Like, I'm not trying to like pick a wedgie every time I get out of the water.
You want to get out of the water, like slow motion water beating and off of you.
Every time I wear like, you know, just regular like bikini bathing suit bottoms or like shorts mm-hmm. or whatever, they're always like riding up
mm-hmm. and then like stuck to your yeah. skin.
And I'm like, there. This is the most unattractive thing in the world because I get out of my pool every summer and I'm like pulling down my shorts and, you know, getting it all out of that. Yeah. I'm yep. like, ew. So I actually really enjoy wearing biker shorts, but like, I think it would be fun to wear like high-waisted bikinis yes. with like, you know, a little two-top action and try it. But then again, I'm like, I don't want to go out in public with but this like, bathing suit.
See, this is what's going to get me though, because I know for a fact if you were talking to somebody else or if it was me and I'm like, oh, I really want to wear this high-waisted like bathing suit and this tube top, but I don't want to. You're going to be like, put it the fuck on.
Right.
Get the fuck out there and do fucking the damn slay thing. The day. But you can't do that to you. And okay, I literally would do the exact same thing. Like, I totally don't have self-confidence either. So then why can we like cheer somebody else on but can't cheer our own selves on?
I know.
Like that is what we need to work
That's
on.
That's so sad to I me know. That like a lot of women go through that.
I feel like women are their own personal like worst enemy. And we need to like change that somehow. I don't fucking know how. I would love to know how. But we need to change that. We need to start looking at ourselves and being like, hot damn. She's done it again.
Oh, hot damn.
This is my jam.
I can't help it.
But I feel like we never do that. Like, well, mm-hmm. I never do that.
I don't know how, like, to work on it, to be honest. I've seen, like, girls, people, like, ask confident women, like, how do you get so confident? Like, how do you, like, love yourself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people say, like, affirmations and looking at yourself and saying something nice about yourself in the mirror, like, every day.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that's true. Like, I wonder if we really stuck with that, we really did it, like, how we would feel. Because I hear a lot of people say they do, like, affirmations, like, every day. They do them with their little kids
mm-hmm.
or, like, they do them for themselves. Do they really work? Because right. I've never tested it.
Yeah, I've never done one of those either.
I kind of always feel weird when I'm, like, standing there and I'm like, I am enough. I'm not trying to, like, make fun of anyone.
No, I know exactly what you're saying.
But, like, I just feel a little strange saying it to myself.
Like I don't want anyone around me, like, right. if I'm going to say it.
But I think it's really cute that people do that with their children every mm-hmm. day. I think that's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, like, am a weirdo, and I'm like, I don't want to see this. Like, don't look at me, Brayden.
The same way. Jake would, like, come into the bathroom. And I know. Like, go away.
I know.
Get out.
I'd be, like, so embarrassed. But maybe, like, that's something that we, like, test out for everyone.
Yeah, I think we
should. Like, if you're not dealing with self-confidence, like, you have low self-esteem, or, you know, you feel like us, like, you just are not that confident with your body, maybe, like, we should just give ourselves, like, a little thing, and we'll come back and let everyone know how we do. But for the next, like, let's say, I feel like we need to give it, like, a 3-week.
Yeah, because it says you need, like, 21 days to, like, set a habit.
So I think, like, it's a perfect time because it's the very beginning of May.
Mm-hmm.
So every day, we're going to find affirmations that we love.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to say them to ourselves every single day.
Okay.
And then you have to look in the mirror every single day and say something you like about yourself.
Okay. Okay, and I've also heard this one, too. If you have a body part or something that you, like, hate, like, mine, it's, like, my arms and my shoulders. Like, for some reason, I feel Why? Like I look like a linebacker in tank tops. That's how I feel. So maybe one of my affirmations is going to be looking at my shoulders for, like, you know, 30 seconds or something, and just telling myself that they're beautiful. Like, yeah. I look good. It's fine. You know, you're beautiful, over and over and over again. And, like, you know, if you feel like the same way.
30 seconds a day, you just work on that.
Or if I, like, have a tank top on and I, like, look in the mirror. Like, I did this yesterday. I looked in the mirror and I was like, I need to change my shirt. And I literally went and changed my shirt. Even though I was burning up because it was hot, I didn't wear that tank top because I didn't want to look at my shoulders. So if I feel that way, if I feel like I'm getting ready to go do that, then I'm going to force myself to stay in that tank top and feel good. Like, I'm going to keep telling myself, you look good. You're killing it, honey. Over and over and over again.
Because, that's such a good idea.
Yeah. Like, I feel like there are so many people that, like, you know, you pick themselves apart. Like, oh, I wish I had different shoulders. I wish I had a different stomach. I wish I had different feet. Like, no, those are yours. They're beautiful. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think that I'm going to add that to my affirmations,
too. I think I'm going to do that, too, because I have body parts that I don't love. Like, mine are my flabby bingo arms.
Bingo arms.
That's what Brayden calls them.
Bingo arms.
He calls them, well, he doesn't call my arms bingo. Like, I don't want people to think he's, like, mean to me. But he, like, him and his sister, that's what they've always called, like, the flab under your arms is bingo arms. I'm pretty sure.
I need to know a backstory.
Like, why? Maybe it's because, like, older people are, like, lose their elasticity, is that the word, in their skin, and their skin becomes, like, more stretchy.
And they play bingo a lot?
I don't know.
Like, when they go to hold their arm up, they're like, bingo!
It's like flying. I don't know.
Oh, God. We need to get him down here. my brain was a bingo arm.
I think that's what he calls it.
That's so funny.
But yeah, so I'm the same. I think that for the next 21 days, this is what we work on, and we'll update you guys on, like, do we feel that affirmations really work? We'll pick our favorite affirmations and we'll say them to ourselves every single day. And then join us. If you feel like you're struggling with it, join us, because what's it going to hurt? Summer's coming around the corner. We want everyone to feel confident and love themselves. So if you want to wear fucking Daisy Duke shorts and you feel like you have, you know, bigger thighs, slap some friggin' friction stick on between your legs so they don't chap up, and rock those friggin' Daisy Dukes.
Gold Bond works amazing.
I have the friction stick from Gold Bond. I use it every summer for dresses. That, I mean, not sponsored. I mean, if you want to sponsor us, Gold Bond.
Hello. But,
and there's also a brand called, like, Mega Babe, who they have their legs, like, they have that stuff to put on their your legs so Mega they don't chap.
I might try those too.
I want to say that Mega Babe is like a organic.
Hey,
I could be wrong.
Okay, we'll have I'm to look
we'll
it
have
up.
To do our Let's research, so don't hold me to it. But I think that we should, you know, wear what we want to wear. If you want to wear a crop top, go for it. I love girls that can rock a crop top, even though I'm so like, I'll do it at my own house.
Oh, for sure.
Because my husband is like, you know, yeah.
Hey.
It's an easy access.
How you doing?
Yeah. But I would never go out in public in it. It's just like, wear what you want to wear and be happy with yourself.
I'm always so jealous of those girls. Yeah. That, like, why do I need to be jealous? I can do the same thing, too. Yeah, you can
do it, too.
It's no one is telling me that I can't do it except myself.
So if you guys want to join us, please do so. And we'll all, like, we'll come back with a little update on how the affirmations went for us. Also, like, let us know. Let us know any of your stories and stuff that you feel like you're struggling on. Let's all support each other.
And, yeah, absolutely.
You know, make each other feel good. So thank you guys for joining. Make sure to follow us.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye.